Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Massachusetts is moving forward with a massive funding plan that details how the state will improve transportation in the next 5 years. Included are some projects you may have heard of, a Green Line extension to Medford, South Coast Rail, and expanding South Station. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz reports the state began presenting the plan to the public for the first time last night.
Over the next 2 weeks, the state will hold a series of public hearings to let residents comment on its capital investment plan, the more than $12 billion roadmap for how the state will spend its transportation funding in the next 5 years. Authorities say it's the first of its kind in Massachusetts, a clear plan on what the state wants, how to get there, and what it will cost, down to the last dollar. There's $1.3 billion to extend the Green Line, with the first part of it expected to open in 2017. $250 million will lay the groundwork, literally, on restoring commuter rail service to Fall River and New Bedford.
We pick the projects based on our needs, so where there are potholes, where we know we have to make pavement improvements, where we know we've got red line cars that were built in 1969. I mean, it doesn't take a transportation genius to figure out we need to make those kinds of investments.
Transportation Secretary Richard Davey says even though $12 billion is a lot of money, it's still not enough to do everything they want.
Whether it's the Blue Line extension to Lynn or better rail service between Springfield and Boston or, you know, better Pike access in the Berkshires or, you know, you just could go down the list of projects and things people wanted, we couldn't fit in here.
Complaints about what's funded and, more often, what is not funded were the theme at the first public hearings on the matter in Boston and Worcester. Stuart Spina is a member of the T-Riders Union, a group that advocates on behalf of MBTA passengers. He was one of more than a dozen people who called for money to buy new buses on the T.
What really shocked me was seeing not a reduction, but a complete absence of funding for the MBTA bus system, namely replacing vehicles. The buses that I was riding in elementary school, I ride to work today.
Elizabeth Wyant works with Transportation for Massachusetts, an advocacy group that calls for more investment in infrastructure. She says in 5 years, 85% of MBTA buses will be past their projected lifespan of 12 years.
We'll see buses breaking down. It could raise some potential safety concerns. You'll see sort of those old, decrepit buses that'll have pollution, and we can't afford to invest no money in them over the course of 5 years.
There are no easy solutions. 80% of the spending in this plan, almost $10 billion, will go just towards fixing things we already have. Potholes on roads, old bridges, repairs on the MBTA. Speaking after the hearing, Secretary Davey admits he knows there will be complaints no matter what the final plan includes.
We'll take a look at the draft and see if we can do something. That probably means we have to cut something else, but at the end of the day, it doesn't surprise me. People want more, not less.
Davey stresses that this plan is just a draft. It still has to go through four more public hearings over the next 2 weeks before a final draft goes before MassDOT's board of directors near the end of February. He says it's still possible those calling for new buses, more bike paths, or more local aid for road projects could get their wishes in the final package. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.